Podcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Gospel of Mark, and we're in chapter 13. Trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
This is not going to last. This is going to be wiped out. Most of you, you're going to live long enough to see this happen. It's going to be ripped down and not one stone upon another. Why? Because Titus of Rome came and he not only razed the city, but in burning down the city, they literally had gold dripping through the cracks of these big boulders. I mean, these are huge stones. And so the soldiers set about ripping them apart. One stone was going to be left on top of another. Because the gold was right there. They had to rip it apart to get to it. Jesus prophesied pinpoint accuracy 483 years. Am I going to doubt him on the seven that haven't come yet? I am not. I am convinced that he knows what he's talking about. And when I read the book of Revelation, I see 1260 days of prophets, and I see 1260 days of the Antichrist being fully revealed. Well, now I'm starting to sit up straight. Because if we were in it, and if we're going through it, listen, if you start seeing two men preaching over there on the Temple Mount, okay, tomorrow, on the news, well, then we'll have a conversation. But there's got to be two witnesses preaching and driving everybody nuts. Got to happen. Got to happen. The Bible says those days shall be shortened. And the reason I was going to say my take on this day shortened thing is, the reason it was so hard to figure out what these days were is because it was not 365 day years. It was 360 day years, which was a Jewish moniker. It was the Jewish imprimatur that was placed on that. And so when they backed off the 5 days for the 483 or 490, it was shorter. Okay, so they're going to think he's got 7 years. You think it's 365 days, years, or you think it's 7 years of 360 days. So the Antichrist is thinking, we're going to wipe him out. We got him right where we want him. And it's like right before he grabs him, it's like something like Roadrunner. And he's gone. What happened here? You see, you and I are living in some exciting times because famine's on the agenda. Death's on the agenda. Anarchy's on the agenda. Globalism's on the agenda. And the Bible says in verse 22, for false Christs and false prophets are going to come, and they're going to show you signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Now, understand something. False Christs. What about showing signs and wonders? I want you to know something that's being said pretty regularly right now. People are saying that J.F. Kennedy was the reincarnation of Jesus. And that he was taking that. And now Trump is the reincarnation of Jesus. These are what people are saying. Literally. I showed some of you the picture of the book that came out, Donald Trump, the Son of God. I'm telling you, these people out there are going crazy with a need for something to believe in and to hope. You cannot fall for this nonsense. They are saying this. Look it up on Amazon. Donald Trump, Son of God. You'll see the book. It's a book that's published by somebody that nobody can figure out who the guy is. I think I know who it is. Devil. I don't know. I'm just saying. But the Bible says, for false Christ shall come and show signs. People believe that there are things in our world that have been suppressed. You guys know that the pre-flood world, all the information of the giants in the old days before the flood, they're all kind of hidden somewhere because you can only find them in old news clips. And you've seen it. You've seen it probably in slideshows. This world was different at one time. I've seen hieroglyphics of things where it looked like they were using batteries and things like that. Now, Plato talked about Atlantis, and many people believe Atlantis was the entire pre-flood world, not just the one, you know, utopia kind of place. But the whole world was filled with all kinds of stuff. So, you know, what do we really know? We are not there. Science says go see it and prove it. You can't do that, but you can look at hieroglyphics and you can kind of parse, but you can't go back. You can't go test it. So a lot of the archaeology is something you have to parse for yourself and understand for yourself. But there are going to be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. And the Bible says, but take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all these things. You need to take heed. And he says, but in those days after that tribulation. There it is. There's the title for it. It's called the tribulation. It says, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not be given her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man. That's a synopsis. That's not when it happens. It's not after the tribulation has happened. Put it in parentheses in your mind. The tribulation is when the stars start falling. You know how we know that? Because the Bible says in the book of Revelation in chapter 6, and the stars fell from heaven. This is the fifth seal judgment. Stars are falling from heaven. Some things are going on. There's going to be a great earthquake, and the Bible says in chapter 6, verse 17, for the great day of his wrath has come. So people who want to say the wrath is at the end, these people all recognize it, the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? So he's just told you, but in those days after that tribulation, in essence, the sun darkening, the moon and all that, and even this man standing where he ought not, all that's in there. After that great tribulation, the stars from heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Then they shall see. This is the second coming. This is chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. Then, after that tribulation time, it says, then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and great glory. The way that it works is, after that tribulation, which involved this abomination of desolation, involved this powers of the heavens being shaken, it started in Revelation chapter 6. White horse rider, he's a political leader. He thinks of himself as the chosen one. Okay, he thinks of himself as the chosen one. He sees himself as a great deliverer. He doesn't come with war. He comes with a bow, which has no arrow. And he comes conquering and to conquer. And he's going to conquer the whole world. He's going to become a political leader who will get the 10 nations in Europe back together. Do you know right now that the entire European Union is in shambles? When the Queen died, the entire market got weird. I mean, she had a strong hand on that, was trying to handle it with great delicacy. But it's crazy now. Everything's weird because she died. And she's over several nations, including Canada and including Australia, Belgium, and none of these. She was the queen of all of that. And she's gone. And right now, you've got Germany and you've got the UK and all these people. They're on the ropes financially. And what that means is that this is a prime time for somebody to come along and try to fix it. You may remember the quote back in the World War II era, I think it was. But in one of their parliaments over there, they were saying, we need a man. We need a man. And be he God or the devil, send us such a man and we will receive him. Do you think it's kind of like that today on a global scale? People are thinking, all we need is one. And the Bible says that they will then see the Son of Man coming. And he will come with the clouds, great power and glory. And then he shall send his angels, and he shall gather together his elect from the four winds. That's where people think the rapture happens. Pre-wrath or at the end of the tribulation. We're going to get them at the end. This is talking about the people who were martyred and the people who were standing throughout the tribulation. The Bible talks about people who get dead. A great multitude of martyrs in chapter 7 of Revelation come out. But a lot of them live through it. And when he goes, the Bible talks about in the book of Matthew in chapter 24 and verses 40, 41, it says, there shall be two in a field, one shall be taken, the other shall be left. That's not the rapture. That's the end of the tribulation where those people who were trusting Jesus, hadn't taken the mark, they're going to be gathered. Jesus actually mentioned it in chapter 13 of Mark's gospel. It says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels and they shall gather out of his kingdom all that offend them that do iniquity. So there's going to be some left and some taken, sheep and goats. Does this take a lot of time? 45 days we got. Okay, it's literally given us 45 days in the book of Daniel in the last chapter. There is a real time table. But for Jesus, 45 days, plenty of time to sort it all out. Isn't that weird? The whole world's going to be sorted out in 45 days. It went from 1260 to 1290 to 1335. It's at the end of Daniel. These things are going to happen. And they're going to happen with the exact specificity that Jesus puts forth. The Bible says, and he will send forth his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. If you go back and read the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Isaiah specifically does it more. You've heard this song sung. We shall go out with joy, come forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you and the trees of the field will clap their hands. You know what's happening? That's Jesus going out and getting all the people who are hiding because it's scary times, it's tribulation, and he's going to bring forth those who have struggled their way through the tribulation. And those who are of that number that are Jewish people, the Gentiles that got saved during that time, and the Jews who did not take the mark, the Gentiles are going to go and they're going to remove little stones from the path for the Jews. They're going to say, you are what God's here for. Why? Because this
is Israel's time. And the Bible says through the millennial kingdom that Israel, the whole nation, will be a priesthood to all the nations, and they'll bring their glory into it. The Word of God is amazing. The Word of God is full of detail. And God rests all of His character, all of His credibility on His Word. I've heard some of the arguments to the pre-wrath rapture, and these people do not know the big picture. That's their problem. They're in a couple of trees and they're looking at them, but they don't know it. I was in jail for a week. It was a two-week sentence for the pro-life movement back in 1990. We were sitting in front of an abortion mill in Chester County, and they took us to jail. And they said, you could pay a fine and go home. We weren't going to pay any fine. Put us in jail. And while I was in there, I was asked by the largely Catholic group, okay, because most Catholics were very pro-life back then, and I was asked by them to go ahead and lead a devotion for us. You, after all, have some training in the Bible. I said, sure, what do you want me to talk about? They said, well, we would like for you to talk about the Magnificat, which is, you know, all about Mary. I'm like, okay. You know, I rejoice in God my Savior. Where do I begin? Okay. Okay, so I got to do that. But my point is that during that time, I would sit at a lunch table with some of the guys, and one of them brought up some things about the last days. He said, you're not a dispensationalist, are you? And he started to chide me. You see, this world has a devil who's afoot, and he's stirring up everything against everything good. Your Bible will hold fast. The Word of God is forever settled. Not one jot, not one tittle will ever pass away. And if we don't get every perfect thing in order in the understanding of our eschatology, it's not for a distinct respect for what has happened historically, specifically, deliberately, 483 years, triumphal entry, Jesus came into Jerusalem. A couple days later, after that, he will be cut off. These are specific numbers. 7 years. 3.5 years for the two witnesses, 3.5 years for the devil. We're nowhere to be found in the book of Revelation after chapter 4 to chapter 19 when we come back with Jesus in that wonderful time. Let me give you one thing and I'll close on this. Know this, that when a man went to get married when he was a Jewish person, his family would make the arrangements for him, but the bride never knew when he was going to come. This is why you have the parable of the 10 virgins and they're waiting. And then somebody says, the bridegroom cometh, and they're freaking out because they don't have enough oil. All that. Okay, so they're looking for him to come, but they don't know when he's going to come. And then what happens is when he comes, he gets his bride, and he takes her into the place he's prepared for 7 days. Not 3.5, not a portion, but that's when the marriage is consummated. That's like the rapture. We're taken away for 7 years. And then after that 7 years, we're coming back. And after the 7 days, they would come back to their friends, and that's when they would have the reception. We're going to have a 1,000-year wedding feast. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19 that the wedding feast of the Lamb has come, and the great supper of our God is right next to it. Because the great supper of our God is Armageddon, cleanup crew, bring in all. Somebody cue the vultures. Okay, they're going to come in and they're going to clean up all those people killed out in the Battle of Armageddon. And we're going to have 1,000 years, and we're going to sit around with Daniel. We're going to sit around with Isaiah and Jeremiah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You got a hero in the faith. He'll be there. And he'll tell you his story. And you know what his story will be? Grace. Grace. God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Aren't you glad that's true? You don't get out because you deserve it. Some people think the bride has to be beat up because we're so lackadaisical. Jesus already took care of everything. You're dead to sin. You're freed from sin. Now just get up and do something because the Spirit will help you do it. Okay, do something for Jesus. Amen. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.